Hey folks, this is John. Welcome back to another episode of Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching related and education inspired that I used to record right here in my vehicle on my drive back from work as a high school instructional coach. But since we don't drive to work anymore, I do it in my house. I do it in my walks. I do it in my neighborhood. When I'm getting mail, when I'm just hanging out. And instead of doing weekly podcasts every Monday with the coronavirus shutdown, we've shifted our production schedule to every day. So every weekday, Monday through Friday, brand new episodes will drop. And we're talking about all things related to how to master best practices in a time where we're really making it up as we go. I don't pretend to be an expert. I just am a guy in a lot of meetings. So, you know, feel free to borrow, steal, adapt, change, modify, whatever you can. But it's worth talking it out sometimes, because sometimes we feel like we're on an island when we're in our own school building or in our own classrooms. So that's compounded more when you're not even around other teachers. And if you're not hanging out on Twitter, or if you're not hanging out, you know, just in places where other people are talking shop, it gets lonely and it gets isolating. And if you think like you're not appreciated, it's hard to kind of do it. So today I want to continue conversations about that, because this entire week has been all about Teacher Appreciation Week. On Monday, it was just like the general picture. We talked about physical health on Tuesday. We talked about creativity yesterday, the power of feeling creative to appreciate yourself. And today, we'll kind of dig into the next facet of what this all looks like with hobbies and activities. And they don't have to be very creative activities or hobbies, but whatever it is where you put some time in for you. We talked about treat yourself, right? Like, what can we do to appreciate the work that you are doing by giving yourself permission and time to not do some of that work, if that makes any sense. More on that in a second. But first, if you like what you're hearing and you want to hang out further, this is on iTunes, this is on Spotify, this is on all of those platforms that have the podcasts. Feel free to head to your favorite one and like or subscribe, leave a comment. It's awesome. It helps me get the podcast in the hands of other people, and it helps people hear good stuff if it's good. That's awesome. If you wanted to continue the conversation with me one-on-one, hit me up on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at MeehanEDU. That's Meehan like my last name, and EDU like teaching. I love connecting with teachers all over the U.S. about ways to get better, and a big part of my job is, as an instructional coach, not just being in my school digitally, but in those rooms or in those meetings or in those Zoom calls when they're happening all over, just to connect with people and trying to figure out how we can do this better. A huge part about a job as an instructional coach is the research side of things. So even if it looks like I'm just hanging out on Twitter, no, I'm usually either at conferences when I'm not in school, or I'm reading education journals, publications, books, blogs, podcasts. Basically, for anybody who's still listening, and thank you again for listening, I understand it feels like a loud mouth, like, who's this guy who just pretends like he knows everything? I don't pretend to know everything. I'm just, the nature of what my job is, looks like, in an average week, if I drive to school, it takes me about an hour and a half, both there and back, like, together. So, like, 40 minutes and, you know, 50 minutes, or half hour and 60 minutes, depending on traffic. That's why I started recording the podcast in the first place. But if I'm doing, like, 90 minutes a day for my commute to work, then in, like, 5 days, I'm doing like, let me do that math real quick. That's 5 hours plus five half hours. That's like 7.5. There you go. So it's like 7.5 hours of commuting a week, which is, when you take out a lunch break, effectively the duration of a full extra day worth of work I spend in the car. Now, that doesn't make me any different than many people who make long commutes. But one of the differences for me is, as an instructional coach, because when I get to work, I have to be really in for whatever work anybody needs me to do. A big part of my job is like planning and research and getting myself in the zone when I'm in the car on the way to school, and then doing my own lesson planning on the way back from school. So a big chunk of what I'll do is I'll actually listen to education podcasts or books on tape or whatever, call them Audible. And so in an average week, I'm working in the building 5 days, but I'm working in the car for a full extra day, if that makes any sense. And so a big part about this coaching gig is you have to be there for whatever people need you for. And that means you have to have your own stuff kind of sorted out by the time you walk through those doors. So I talk about, in this podcast, Teacher Appreciation and Teacher Appreciation Week, right? What are those best practices to be able to turn it off? Because for me, when I was driving to school every day, my rule was I get home and I don't think about school anymore. That was easy, right? I was in the car and I was making that happen. when I woke up in the morning, I would take my shower, you know, like have breakfast, do a workout, you know, yoga, prayer, whatever it was. And then I'd like make my way into the car and like, okay, now I can start thinking about school. But there are very clear boundaries, very clear borders. The problem with Teacher Appreciation Week in a time away is you feel always like you're constantly underserving the work you're supposed to do. And one more thing, I probably should have mentioned it earlier. I have a website if you want to check out all my resources. They're available. I have templates and blah, 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 blah. That's www.adrenalinerush.com. That's adrenaline with an E. And I have a book called Adrenaline Rush, which is about game-changing student engagement, inspired by theme parks, mud runs, and escape rooms. So feel free to head to the website, check all that stuff out. Yay, rah. Enough of that. But back to the conversation. Problem as a person who is working from home is you don't have those clear boundaries about, hey, when I get in the car, that's when I start thinking about work. I listen to a book on tape every day, or I listen to a podcast every day. Like, my podcast would come out every Monday, so I would know, okay, that means sometime in the week, I would try to take the best practices of what I had, you know, encountered or met with or, you know, just conferenced on, distill it into about a 10 to 15 minute podcast and push it out. I really would record right there in the car. Hopefully I could do it in one take. Sometimes every now and again I hiccup, but there's some horns in the background and I have to do it in maybe one or two. But that was like a routine, and the routine keeps me sane. Routine keeps me healthy. When I first started teaching, my first mentor teacher told me, the more routines you have in your class, the smoother your year will run. And I was like, wow, that's really brilliant, because if you have a routine for how students ask to use the restroom, or how students stand up to sharpen a pencil, or how students pass out papers, that's out of Doug Liman's book, Teach Like a Champion. But like the sheer amount of time you can save, because you don't have to think about that stuff, not only saves you time, but you get that time back in your classroom, right? You get that time back in your instruction, in your pedagogy, and in your activities. So you're not wasting time on how to do, like, hey, let's pass out these papers, and it takes 3 to 4 minutes. Now it's 15 seconds to pass out papers, and then at the course of the end of the year, you've picked up all that extra time. Time seems to be a big theme about today's podcast. So what I'm saying is, in my car every week, I'm doing an extra day's worth of work, again, saving time, but using time really well, which is great when I'm driving to school. Teacher Appreciation Week in a traditional space, I'd say, yeah, you know what? I do work 5 days a week. And I also do that commute thing, which is, all right, a 6 day worth of work. As a speaker and as a consultant, someone who gets paid to go to schools to talk about professional development, to talk about my book, to talk about my research, to talk about the things I'm doing, conference presentations, things like that. When I'm on airplanes, or when I'm in airports, or when I'm in Ubers, and when I'm in hotel rooms, I have nothing to do except for be there for the work that I'm going to do in a city that's not my own. So a lot of that is leaning into the research, right? You know, in the course of, I think, 15 or 20 weeks, I was in like 15 or 20 cities before the coronavirus shut down. And so that was 15 weeks worth of entire books read, entire like chapters figured out about how we do what we do best. And so, yeah, maximizing your time and having good routines is awesome in the classroom, and it makes you feel like you're appreciated, because you're like, okay, I'm efficient. I got this many chapters done. I can see them. I can see those gains, blah, 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 blah. But in a shutdown, in a quarantine, in a pandemic, now you're not able to turn it off. Work starts whenever you wake up, and work stops whenever you want it to. And sometimes when you're working in sweatpants, work maybe never starts. Or when you're working with kids in your house, work starts in the 5 minutes where you're getting in a free breath. But it's really hard to task batch when you don't know how long you'll have to put to a task, right? The amount of time. So this is not unrelated. The amount of time we spend on things and the efficiency we have for things, they really are kind of like two sides of the same coin. Can I use a lot of time on this today? If I can't use a lot of time on this, can I be most efficient with the time that I do have? Fine. So what does this mean for Teacher Appreciation Week? Well, looking at habits and hobbies, things that pull us away from teaching, we talked about physical health, right? Going for a walk, or going for a run, or going for push-ups or sit-ups or a core workout, or doing some yoga, right? That's great, because that's a routine in itself. We talked about committing to things that made you feel creative in endeavors, whether that's, I talked about yesterday, a passion project podcast, or something that you feel like is just fun to make stuff. Maybe you like to paint or sing or play the guitar, right? All of these things are fun and creative, and that's good, because you kind of can disappear into what Mihai Csikszentmihalyi calls the flow state, and the idea that time both slows down and speeds up at the same time. You lose track of the time, and you spend hours playing video games. You spend hours, and you don't realize, like, oh my God, it's been a few hours. I haven't eaten. I haven't slept. I really need to pee. Like, all of that stuff is great if you can give yourself that time. And today I wanted to really emphasize the point of putting in time for things that are hobbies that may not in fact be creative, may not have anything to do with anything other than you just like it. Because like a physical routine gives you that peace of mind to walk away from it. Like I was in a conference call, and it was an educator in New Orleans, educator in South Carolina, one in Los Angeles, and one in maybe Chicago. But we were at Catholic schools, the National Catholic Education Association put together like this crack team of people to talk about how to be better Catholic educators in a distance learning time. And I kind of had a laugh because I was like, I don't know what I have any business saying. I'm just a guy. But they asked me to come in on the call, which is super cool. And we're talking this like this think tank. And what I'm hearing again and again is funny but true, because it's the same problem. Whether you're on the East Coast, the West Coast, the North, the South, whether you have kids or you are separated or you are divorced or you're single or you're dating, all of these teachers are getting together and they're saying, we're seeing the same thing. Burnout is real. We're putting in way too much time for this thing, and we feel really guilty. Again, Catholic education, guilt is a big part of what we do. I feel like I'm not a good teacher because there's always more work to be done. And I feel like I'm not a good parent because there's always more parenting to be done. And if I'm spending time in my own house trying to teach my classes while I'm also trying to make sure my kids are doing their own work for their schools, I feel like I'm, you know, falling short. There's actually a biblical line about that that says, no slave can serve two masters. He will either love the first and hate the second, or hate the first and grow to the second, right? Like, there's something about that, being that person who is at home trying to be the best version of. And so when we talk about time and efficiency, now we're talking about feeling appreciated. You're like, oh man, I'm a crap mom and I'm a crap teacher. I don't really feel good about either of those things. And that sucks because there's that allure, there's that seduction of, well, there's always more work to do. And in a time when, in truth, if you wanted to do it the right way, you would not be doing distance learning like you're doing it now. It would be totally separate. It would be totally different. It would be totally divergent, and it would be rewritten from Jump Street so that a whole year would run with a single system of clarity and consistency, not the sort of piecemeal, just kidding, get it together over a weekend because we now have to be on distance learning indefinitely. So what I'm saying for you as an educator is appreciate yourself, give yourself that time and that peace of mind to say, I'm going to just not do school, and I'm going to be okay with just not doing school. And put those things on your calendar, sort of like ports on a storm or like water stops in a marathon. Hey, you know what? Today I'm going to work until 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, maybe 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. God bless you. Do it. But tomorrow I've put on a Zoom happy hour with friends at 5, and I'm going to stop working at 5, and that's going to be okay. That's just what I'm going to do. Or, hey, here's the deal. I really like Survivor. Survivor is my favorite TV show on television. It airs live on Wednesday nights. I'm usually doing work on Wednesday nights, so I can't watch it. But I'm going to set my DVR, and when I watch Survivor, I'm going to carve out an hour or 2 hours of my life. Maybe I can't watch it live on Wednesdays, but I can plan on Thursdays or Saturday afternoons and be like, okay, this is a good time where I can just give myself that time. This has nothing to do with school, but it's going to be that thing that sustains you, where you appreciate yourself and say, I don't have to go for a run today because that's a rainy, nasty day outside and I feel sore, I feel tired, I feel hungover, whatever you feel. Like, I'm not saying you have to build yourself an Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying make yourself into a creative masterpiece every day where you're like, look at me, I'm Pablo Picasso or Bill Gates and I'm designing the next, you know, great thing. I'm Elon Musk or I'm Banksy. I'm not saying anything like that at all. Those are fun. And those are good. We talked about those yesterday. We talked about those the day before about, you know, physical strength and creative strength. But sometimes giving yourself permission to say, I'm just going to zonk out, man. I'm just going to zonk out. I'm going to put on the calendar time for myself like it was a date with yourself or like, you know, a meeting with yourself. And there on your calendar, you said, and for 1 hour, I'm going to do nothing other than read trashy romance novels because that's what I want to do. Don't put it in the middle of the day. It really can kill your momentum. But like, give yourself permission at like, I don't know, after dinner, after the kids go to bed, I'm going to give myself an hour and I'm just going to play video games or I'm just going to, I don't know, read the stocks or I'm just going to, whatever it is, don't let it be anything about your work. I can't tell you how many times in these meetings I keep having with teachers all across the country where they say they feel guilty. They say they feel like they're not doing enough. They're underserving the population. Real talk, y'all. We're white knuckling it through the next 2-3 weeks to get through the end of this year. We can then take the summer to take a breath, to hit the reset button and figure out how we need to do this the right way with perspective and a plan moving forward. This next 2-3 weeks, this next month, will not be perfect. It will not even be batting 1,000 kind of teaching. You might not even bat 500. But if you bat 333, they put you in the Hall of Fame because it's really hard when the ball is coming so fast to make those split second decisions. So again, time and efficiency, giving yourself time to be, by permission, totally inefficient because you get it out of your system. You say, you know what? I just binge watched The Bachelor, man, and that was good. I did some Tiger King, and that was what I needed to do. Yeah, it's trash television that I'm years of my life I'm not going to get back. But if you allow yourself permission to have that, it's like a cheat day on a diet. Give yourself permission to say, hey, I'm going to work really hard for 6 days. I will have earned that thing. And you look forward to that thing. And you kind of mentally put it in a box and say, okay, I'm not going to think about that today, but that is coming tomorrow. That is coming 3 days from now. And that's really, really helpful to keep you sustaining good momentum and using the best of the time efficiently you can in the interim. Because we are all making it up as we go. And it's important to give yourself grace and permission to work through those things as you need to. I want to say thanks again for listening, if you're still listening. Hope you're staying safe. Hope you're staying healthy. Please feel free to reach out to me on Twitter, at mehan.edu, or head to the website. Let's talk tomorrow. Let's talk in the meantime. Let's hit me up on Twitter. I'm in meetings all day today. Like, I finished these podcasts, and like I said, about efficiency. This podcast for me is work-related, but there's joy in it. I look forward to every morning. I wake up, I give a 20-minute podcast or a 15-minute podcast, and then I start my Zoom meetings, and I'm in Zoom meetings today, I think, until like 11 p.m. I have a friend Zoom meeting that starts at like 9 p.m., but it's crazy, right? So giving yourself that thing to look forward to, I do need to take my own advice too, like permission to say, nope, I'm not going to work. I'm going to put on times where work is just not what I'm going to do. So whatever your thing is, I hope you're able to do it. Stay safe, stay appreciated, and stay tuned. See you tomorrow. Thanks again.